So this is from the tree under which the golden avatar was in a way spiritually born. He appeared under a neem tree in Mayapur, but the whole idea of Krishna inside and Radha outside, this was born under the Imli Tala in at the banks of the Yamuna. This from this tree, it's a desire tree, it's a siddha tree, a perfected being is inside, and we will hear a little bit about that. And yes, afterwards you can make a photograph and send it to your friends. Yeah, just before starting, Hare Krishna, Christian, du bist aber doch in Wien. Ach so. Hare Krishna, Siamnadu, ich dachte, ihr seid, es ist ja aber sehr schön, euch zu sehen. Ich habe schon Trennungsschmerzen verspürt. Ich wollte nämlich eine E-Mail schreiben, aber das kann ich ja auch, ist ja viel besser wörtlich zu sagen. Es ist etwas Tolles geschehen. In Bezug auf ein Geschenk von euch. Gut, yes. In preparation to Radhastami, we will look a little bit on the power of Radhanam today in this Gaur meditation. Before I start, I'm just very happy that I can see all of you. Hari Kirtan is from here, from Neuruppin. He's from upstairs. Hare Krishna. And I do hope you will get a lot of spiritual inspiration in this program. You know, when we come to a spiritual program like this, we can come in two ways. We can come to just hear the things which are said and to discuss with our friends about life afterwards, to perhaps eat some nice prasadam. I think we will offer some for you. But you could also come to such a spiritual program in order to catch a fresh wind of inspiration that might bring your boat of life forward. And I really think that according to how you come, you will get certain things. It is said when there is an Indian marriage, there are five parties who have five different motives and who all get accordingly. There's the bride who just wants that her husband is beautiful and strong. Then there is the mother who wants that the husband brings some financial security. There is the father who wants that the husband is not a fool, but one can talk with him, he is intelligent. there are the relatives which go to the marriage in the hopes that the husband is from a good family, then my own value is increased. And then there are ordinary people who go to the husband, to the marriage ceremony. They are the foodies. they hope that some good sweets are served. So it's the same event, but different motives, different perspectives. And I would be very happy if you approach this program with a motive to get some spiritual inspiration that can help you to move forward. Good. Having said this, I'm still looking. God, that sounds like my nephew. No, nephew, was ist das? What is he? The Mulidal? Nicht Neffe, oder? If he is the son of my nephew. My grandnephew. Ja, ja, sagt man das? Großneffe? Klasse. I request you to look on the altar. In the middle is Lord Chaitanya, very golden today, and as if our pujari knew, he's under a tree. This is by the banks of the Yamuna. So please sing to him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think you are not disturbed, but I can hear that most of you are still in your heads. You have not yet come to the place from where Kirtan is happening. It's the place of the soul who takes shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, and you will hear it immediately. It's a different sound. So please, let us try again. Yes, now. Oh. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Gauranitai
Jaya Gauranitai
Radha, Kanya Vihari, Radha, Kanya Vihari, Radha, Kanya Vihari, Radha. Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you affectionately to this Gaura meditation evening, which is a continuation of our last Gaura evening. I want to welcome not only those who are assembled here, these are all people I like to be together and talk from morning till evening with, but I also like to welcome all of you in the internet who have joined us and who will join us even at a time when we have left our physical bodies. I heard everything you say nowadays is eternal because it's in the internet. Hare Krishna. So let me all put you into the Leela, and then we will go and cover many things, especially the power of the name Radha. Now Radhastami is coming, and I think it is good if we hear that amazing power. So good. My dear devotees, in the Radha Krishna Leela, there are two aspects. Meeting of the divine couple and separation of the divine couple. These two aspects have been compared with the two opposite sides of the river, the western bank and the eastern bank. The water flows and touches both of these banks, and if you consider them very, very carefully, they are not so much different. It's all the one river. So in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, there are events when the divine couple is separating. Sometimes it's quite volcanic, the separation, and then when they come together. There is one song in the Gita Govinda about this. Radharani has prepared the kunja for meeting Krishna. The flower bed is covered with the most fragrant of flowers. There's a thin net over them which will keep the flowers together, because soon a battle of love is going to take place, and she is waiting for Krishna to appear, and he does appear. But how does he look? His garland is crushed, there's black smudge on his lips, his shoulders has the mark of a bite. Srimati Radharani sees, oh no, not only does he come late, he comes showing all the symptoms of having been in love with another fortunate woman. Her eyeliner is on his lips, her kajal, when he kissed her eyes, and all the other signs show this. So she says to him, go away from me now, Madhava, go, Keshava, go, spare me your lies and return to that woman for a remedy to your sorrow. Your reddish eyes doze even in my presence. And when open, they disclose a lingering absorption in your romance and a deep love for that gopi. Go, Madhava, go. Go back to her at once. This is a loud bell. Dum, dum, dum. Spelling separation of the divine couple over Braj. There's another such situation which has to do with our kata. Krishna, at the beginning of the rasa dance, had taken Radharani away from the circle and had gone with her in the forest to be alone with her. But then Radha said to him, "Oh, I'm very tired to walk now. Please carry me on your back now, Madhava." Krishna had stood before her, encouraging Radha to climb on his back. But the moment Radha put her hands on his shoulders, Krishna was no longer there. Her hands grabbed into the darkness of the night. And she despaired. She lamented so much that she fell on the ground. And when her gopi friends found her, she looked like a stream of lightning which had come from the black cloud, the color of Krishna, no? And had fallen on the ground. It was lying there. This is another mood of separation. There's a song. Although endeavoring hard, the millions of gopis are unable to please the mind of Madhava. By the song of his flute, Shyam sings the name of Radhika and calls her, please. O Radhe,
O Radhe,
O Radhe,
O Radhe,
please come here.
Please come here.
When the sweetest relish of the rasa dance is suddenly broken, Krishna realizes that Radharani is missing and goes out to search for her. Weeping bitterly, Krishna is calling through the forest of Braj, O Radhe, please appear and give me your darshan. Kindly save my life. So you can see, sometimes Krishna is getting away from Radha. Sometimes Radha is getting away from Krishna. And in this way, the river of love flows to the western and the eastern bank, the bank of union and the bank of separation. So one such times, Radharani had left Krishna and gone to a lake in Vrindavan. It's called Mansarova. Who of you has been at Mansarova already? Wow, that's a good number of you. You have also been, yes. There Srimati Radharani sat with her gopi companions and cried tears of separation from Krishna, which began to fill the lake. But when her companion said, "Why don't you meet Krishna? I think he's missing you also," she said, "Never." So it was a contradictory emotion. She's crying for Krishna, but she's not going to Krishna. So at that time, Sri Krishna went to the banks of the Yamuna. He knew that Radha was somewhere else, and he sat in meditation. The yogis meditate on the impersonal Brahman, but Krishna meditates on the rays of the light that emanates from Radha's toenails. That is his meditation. And all the while he was chanting, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
And listen what happened then. His body took on a soft glow which came from the heart. It began to cover him entirely, so that soon his whole body was no longer black colored, but siam colored, golden colored. All this happened under this tree. He's very old, as you can see, but that's the same tree, my dear devotees. I hope no one will steal it from me. And as Krishna was chanting lovingly the name of Radha, and the golden complexion of Radha increased and covered him, he turned into a different personality. Do you know his name? Gauranga, the golden-limbed one. Yes. My dear devotees, if you wish to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu historically as a personality who appeared at a certain time in a certain culture, who had a certain sociological mission to free spirituality from the hands of the caste system, you will not be able to understand him, but fail. You can understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the way you understand an incense stick. Two fragrances, let us say lavender and lotus, this is of course a Western mix and Eastern mix, they turn and form one fragrance. So Radha and Krishna come together and turn into one substance, or Mangulasi. Hare Krishna, people friendly example. When you have a yogurt with water, and then you put and mix a mango in it, put a little ice because it's hot usually, at that time, from two substances, yogurt and water, and mango, a new substance is created. That is a mangulasi. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna in one. He's not a historical personality. He is a transcendental personality, where these two personalities become really one and merge. You know, when two people come together, they usually have four eyes and two noses, and what else? Four ears. But when Radha and Krishna come together and form one personality, there's only two eyes, two ears, one nose, one mouth. It is totally coming totally together. So when Radharani felt, oh, I'm missing Krishna so much, and I do not have this feeling any longer that I never will meet him, she informed all her servants to go to where Krishna was sitting. He was sitting, if you see this most beautiful backdrop, at the banks of the Yamuna, under this imli or tamal tree, this imli tree, no? It's an imli tree. And she came and saw this golden personality there, who was all who was there chanting Radhe Radhe, Radha touched him and said, "Who are you? What happened?" She could not recognize Krishna immediately, because Krishna has a dark complexion, but this person was like a golden doll. It was shining so much, like here you see our deities are really shining this evening. And when Gauranga felt the touch of Radha, he didn't notice in the beginning, but then a shiver ran through his body and he saw Radha, but he first didn't recognize her because he was Krishna, covered with the mood and the love and the sentiments of Radha. But Radha, on the other side, when she touched this interesting new personality, so to say, she felt first confused, because the softness of the glow reminded her of her own, but then from deep inside that glow she could feel the ecstatic bliss of Krishna touching her and electrifying her. One gopi then explained the whole situation. This gopi said, "Oh my dear Radha, oh my dear girlfriends, behold, this is no one other than our Madan Mohan Shri Krishna." It must be, said the other gopis. "But he's immersed in the mood of Vipralamba, that is the mood of separation from Radharani, and therefore he is now adorned or ornamented with a golden complexion and mood of Sri Radha." I have seen this in the large tattoo culture of Berlin, a new branch where white men want to tattoo themselves entirely black. I'm no longer white, this is boring. Now I'm black, you know, and then they do this for some reason. It must have its aesthetic qualities, which are very outstanding, and I don't want to pass any comment. It is an artful development in the ocean of art. But here we find something else. It's not just that externally Krishna changed, but he had the same feelings. He was no longer thinking like Krishna. He was thinking like Radha. Krishna, where are you? So the gopi continued. "He is now adorned with the golden complexion and the mood of Sri Radha. But alas, Krishna or Gauranga is so absorbed that he does not react to the presence of Radha and her sakis. There is only one thing to do. Radharani, go and touch the body of Krishna. Snatch back your own color and mood." So when Srimati Radharani touched Krishna with her electrifying touch, Krishna came back to external consciousness. Totally startled, you know, he comes out of his mood. He sees Radharani next to him, whom he had been calling. Now there is another thing you must all look at. Two things are there. Krishna's transformation into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To transform into something else, you need a lot of energy. That is why in spiritual life, if you want to transform your consciousness from that of a Bahirmukha person, it means a person who looks externally for validation, for objects to grab, and become what is called Antarmukha, internal facing, you must do a lot of sadhana. It does not work in other ways. Otherwise, you will remain what we have in our movement, a religious person, but not a spiritually realized person. I was thinking today about this. Discovering a new tree under which I could sit and do my bhajan. I was gone for 4 hours, I think. And I was thinking, I have so much invested in my life in going outside, trying to make projects, trying to make events, trying to move people forward on the path. But it is also equally important, if not more, to invest energy in my own spiritual growth. There comes a time, for every sincere spiritual practitioner who understands, I can become a prominent figure in the movement of spreading the holy name, a kirtan person, and so on. Yes, I can make new projects. Yes, I can build or help build here something or something else. But what is about me? Have I changed? Is my heart transforming? So if you want this heart transforming, you must use the power of sadhana, spiritual practice. Or in rare cases, it can happen that the mercy of Krishna or a devotee falls on you and then it happens. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna's case, he is the supreme enjoyer and known as Vishaya Vigraha, whereas his devotees are the ones who give enjoyment to Krishna. They are called the Ashraya Vigraha. These two realities, the supreme enjoyer or object of worship and the worshipper or the one who gives love and emotion. So you can compare them with North and South Pole. They are very opposite to each other. Now Krishna wants to understand what is the worshipper, what is the Radharani feeling in her heart when she is together with me. And for that, he needs to do an energetic program that is as demanding or challenging as turning the South Pole into the North Pole. And this energetic, plus changing plus and minus, that is done, that needs sadhana, spiritual practice. And to do this sadhana, he goes under this tree, the tamal tree, at the banks of the river Jamuna, and he does a particular sadhana. Who remembers the sadhana which he does, the spiritual practice? He does Radha's name. Radha Nam, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Now you must understand the power of Radha's Nam. Krishna says in the Brahma Vaivata Purana, I give transcendental devotional service to anyone who calls out Ra.
Ra.
And I eagerly appear before the devotees who pronounce the syllable Da.
Da.
So, Radha.
Ra.
Means the Lord will give you results of spiritual practice. And we wonder, has not yet happened? Jiva Goswami explains, someone may leave his house and say, and he may bind a cloth around his waist, then you can walk better because the muscles are kept together, and walk to Mountain Kailash. Now, when someone else comes and says, where is Hari Kirtan? The answer is, well, he has gone to Mountain Kailash. This is a correct information, but he may just still be around the corner, touching the street of Neuruppin. And it may take some time before he arrives in Mountain Kailash. So when the scriptures say, when you chant Radha, you get devotional service and Krishna appears before you, it means you have started the process to go to Krishna. But it may be a long walk for you, which should not be delayed. Do you understand this? It is like saying he has just bound his wrist to walk to Mount Kailash, you know. You are on the path, you are walking. And this is how you should understand all the blessings which may not have appeared to you just now. But the power of Radhanam is so inconceivable that it brings you directly before, it gives you devotional service and brings Krishna into your mind. I have taken another scripture. I know that some of you are very interested in this scripture. It is Sri Radha Rasa Sutta Nidhi by Prabodhananda Sarasvati, and he describes in three verses the power of Radha Nam. He says, may the two wonderful syllables Radha, which at once attract even the king of Gokula, appear before me. And then he says, this name is Radha, is chanted by Lord Hari, who sits like the king of yogis in the cottage near the Yamuna shore and meditates on her lotus feet. And as Krishna, like the king of yogis, chants Radha Radha, he is overcome with splendid bliss and nectar, and his eyes are filled with tears. And then in the last verse he says, this name Radha brings Radha just before anyone who chants her name. So yes, Krishna chants Radha's name, turns into Radharani by mood and complexion, and Radha, who's not different from the name, is attracted magnetically into his presence and appears before him. You must know, Radharani has two types of mercy. One mercy is to Krishna. Like she showed here in this pastime. She is the only one who can quench the fire of loving desire in Krishna totally. So when she gives her mercy to Krishna, then Krishna feels fully satisfied. The other type of mercy is mercy which she shows to conditioned souls. There is one expression, Karuna Vidravat Deha. Her body melts with compassion. To whom? Krishna and the conditioned souls. The first example we found in this pastime, the second example is told in the Padma Purana. You have heard it many times. It's when a she-jackal, after a long journey, she has left her home, arrives at the outskirts of Radhakund. The children of the village see her and they are alarmed, because when a jackal comes into a village, it's inauspicious, and often they look for food and sometimes kill innocent babies who lie outside the house in the cradle. So they take up sticks and take her and attack the jackal. And the jackal, who had nothing bad in her mind, she was just exhausted and tired, runs and runs, and finally finds an empty foxhole and takes shelter there. And the boys stop before the hole. No one goes inside. But then one boy has an idea. It's not safe for us men to go inside, or boys to go inside, but it's safe for the smoke to go inside. Let's smoke her out. So they ignite a fire, and and they take chatters and blow the smoke into the foxhole to kill the jackal by the simple method of air pollution. This time the jackal knows my life is finished, and she cries and cries and cries. Her desperate crying moves through the air and comes into the ear of Radha, who's has just arrived at Radhakund and is on her way to her bathing ghat, Manikarnika ghat, ghat, and wants to take her bath. She asked Radhika, Lalita, who's crying? I don't know, says Lalita. Can you just go and see? This is my lake, no one should be unhappy. So Lalita goes and sees the village boys, and she changes her form into that of an old lady and says, here, take some candies, go home. This is no violence. And she pacifies the boys and sends her home. And then the jackal comes out, tearing from the smoke, and goes, and Lalita says, oh, you poor thing, and brings her to Radha. Radha says, she was crying? Yes. So Radha then takes her toy lotus with great compassion. Her body melts with compassion and touches with that toy lotus the head of this jackal, who instantly turns into a manjari. We will hear more about this manjari a little later. So Radha melts for compassion. Especially she's compassionate when someone takes her name with tears in her eyes, like this jackal. Had tears in her eyes. I don't know how clearly he could chant Radha, Radha, but he took shelter, knowing well that the end had come. There is one verse in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana that describes a discussion between Lord Narayan and his son Brahma. Lord Narayan appeared to Brahma, who was sitting on the lotus flower, and he said, my dear Brahma, there's one mantra you must learn. You must chant the name of Radha. At that time, Shiva came by and said, what is with this name? And Narayan explained, If anyone calls upon Radha's beautiful name with affection, the first letter R. The few of you look so nice. You sleep because the stress-free atmosphere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Los Angeles, jet lag. So this you need to know here. The first letter R already frees a soul from very heavy sins. That means from, and also from good and bad karma. The letter A frees from karmic disease, from painful death, and from repeated birth in a mother's womb. Okay, first letter from karma, the second letter from birth and death, the letter DH in Radha's name puts an end to death and to any chance that the chanter will ever face Yamaraj. Wow! And finally, the letter A severs every bond and knot in the devotee's life that ties him down to material existence. Some saints are satisfied with liberation from material evils, but the devotees of Krishna want devotional service where they take on blissful forms and associate with Radha and Krishna. And all this is given by chanting the name Radha, 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 Radha. Some devotees do like this when they breathe in. Living entities amongst us, very rare to meet, but they are always in that Radha consciousness, and they live in a different world than ours. They live in the world of ecstatic bhakti, prema bhakti, in the direct association of Radha. When we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there's more Radha's name than Krishna's name in there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 8 times Radha's name. Wow. That's why these devotees, they like to chant Hare Krishna very much with this understanding. You must know that our understanding of Radharani is different than anywhere else. For those who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who they have this image in their mind, Krishna doing sadhana by chanting Radha's name under the tree, no? To become Radha, both in complexion as well as in mood. They take from this that Radha is supreme in Vrindavan and not Krishna. In Mathura, everyone, when they greet each other, they say, Jai Sri Krishna. Do you know what they say in Vrindavan? Jai Radhe. You find everywhere on each tree, Jai Radhe. Our Braj Care, you know, little charity, very little, it's very small, small, small. We met the person who did this. So before he left the body, he met the devotees from our Braj Care, He then gave that service to them. He said, you can do it. Every name which he writes, he explained to us, is a worship. He has to write very carefully and accurately in the right letters the name of Radha. Then one color, this is like her dress. And then have you noticed he puts little flowers in the rim? These are flowers thrown to her lotus feet. Then another thing, and then the real Radha sign is invented by this devotee. He's known as Kirtan Baba. He is from what came from Nepal, took shelter there, and his good disciple is continuing this tradition of putting Radha all over Vrindavan, on every wall, on every house. If you have a motorbike, he might come and because as Prabhupada says, Srimati Radharani is the center of all Vrindavan activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is only the instrument of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan, and Krishna is simply her decoration. Hare Krishna. This is Prabhupada's saying. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his spiritual master, said, our concern is with Radharani. And only because she wants Krishna do we have any connection with Krishna.
Wow.
The normal Vaishnavas think about Radharani's separation from Krishna. However, our particular line thinks more about Krishna feeling separation from Radharani than Radharani feeling separation from Krishna. You know, in Radharani's, when you come to Vrindavan, you find pilgrims who will say, Radhe, Radhe, Syami, Radhe. Oh, Radha, please make me meet Syamasunda. But we Gaudiya Vaishnavas turn that around and pray, oh, Krishna, bring me to Radha's lotus feet. We don't think this. We are happy to say sometimes our kirtan movement wants to glorify Krishna in many ways, but I have not even there in sometimes young kirtaniers are also there. No one has yet sung Radhe Radhe Syami Radhe. That, oh Radha, please make me meet Syam Sunda. That is not what we say. We say, oh Syama Sunda, please make me meet Radha. A very different concept. Radha is first, no? In the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, I'm sorry, then I'm over with my quotations and talk more freely. Oh, we find how Krishna says to Radharani, oh Shiva, please understand the truth of my beloved, the Supreme Goddess Sri Radha. I enjoy pastimes with her eternally. She has conquered me with her love. Radhika is my supreme goddess. We all know when we see a picture of Krishna, we see. Please look at the temple. We at the deities. We can also show our devotees. It's not so far. You can see Krishna is in a threefold bending form. So can you see his peacock feather? Can you see in what direction it bends? Radharani. Then he goes like this, bends like this. Then he comes back with the knees. In what direction? Radharani. Then he comes back, and then the foot. He puts the right foot over the left foot, not the left foot over the right foot, the right over the left, because then his foot can touch Radharani's saris. Zari, perhaps sometimes her toes. Perhaps. If he's lucky. So in this way, Radha Rani is supreme. You can see the place where Krishna reached his perfection through his sadhana of chanting Radha's name was in Imlital. There he could take the color of Radha, be totally in her mood, and Radha came to him with loving affection, seeing how absorbed he was in chanting her names. Therefore, this Imlital, my dear devotees, is a very good place to sit and do sadhana. You please must go there. There is this tree. This tree which you find now is a younger brother of this tree. He somehow came from this tree, and you can chant there. It is protected because there are also monkeys, and you can overlook from there the Jamuna, and you can engage in chanting there, and you will see, because it's a Siddha Stali, a place of eternal perfection. You can see how first your consciousness will separate from the world of Maya. First it happens from, you will all of a sudden find in yourself the desire to do the impossible, that is to put your mobile telephone on mute without giving any time restriction. You just, no, I don't need, zack. You put it on mute, then you put your mind, material mind, away from you, and then as you continue, you will actually enter very exalted states of consciousness. When I came to Imlital, I was very young and hungry. I had just survived my first attack of Indian diarrhea and was very emaciated and very hungry. And I had somehow a nice cake in a leaf cup. You know, I somehow got Mahaprasadam. I don't remember from where, but it was a wonderful, nice cake. So I came through the gate of Imlitala, not from the Yamuna side, but from the other side. And I remember I went through this gate. The first thing I noticed was, I didn't even notice it, it was a big monkey who had jumped on me and wanting to have my cake, which I can totally understand. So I said, he's not going to get this cake even if he bites all fingers away from my hand. I will hold it in my hand. So I threw myself on the ground, put my Mahaprasad near my stomach, you know, and covered it with my stomach and said, no, 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 not my maha cake. You can get my dhoti or anything, but not my cake. And I remember he disappeared, and then one devotee came, and he just laughed how much I was willing to fight for my maha cake. So he said, come, and he put me in the before the altar, and then he closed the door, you know, not on the altar, but the door before the altar, said, you eat. And then he said, you know what this place is? I said, it's a place where I can eat my maha cake. That's all I know at the moment. Then he said, no, it's a Siddha Stali. It's a place where you get perfection. And then he said, look at the deities. And I saw beautiful Goni Thai deities. And he said, these are the same deities which Sanatan Goswami worshipped. He worshipped it here because here is where Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared, really. Can you understand? Yes, historically he was born under the neem tree and so. But the idea of Krishna, or the Krishna taking that form. And you can now stay here and you can chant. And then he said, and you have to understand, here Radharani holds the victory flag. Krishna misses her and comes here, does sadhana to attain here. Here Radharani is the greatest queen. The Sanat Kumar Samhita gives us is like a manual that needs to be explained to us by someone who knows. It's very brief but very full. It says that we as Gaudiyas ultimately want to become servants of Radharani. One should think of oneself as a beautiful young gopi girl, expert in various arts, pleasing to Krishna, and reluctant to directly enjoy with Krishna. Even if he were personally there to invite us. A follower of Sri Radha is always devoted to her service, and he is more affectionate, or she is more affectionate to Radha than to Lord Krishna himself. So the victory drum of Srimati Radharani's superiority is sounded by Raghunath Goswami in these words. I will end this with here. Repeat after me. Tavaivasmi.
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 Najivami.
Najivami.
Tvaya vina.
Tvaya vina.
Iti vigyaya.
Iti vigyaya.
Devi tvam.
Devi tvam.
Nayamam. Charanatmikam. I'm yours. I cannot live without you, O Devi. Knowing this, please take me to your lotus feet. When you can say this prayer, not because you feel you have to say it, then it's only the forced bhakti where you force yourself to do something. That doesn't reach Krishna's ears so much. But if it comes from your heart, then the tree, the Imlital tree, I cannot help but show this to you so that you will probably dream about it. Yeah, everyone in the email and on the computer. When you say this, then these trees who are desire trees, they make you remember Krishna, and then he who is the moon of Braj suddenly rises in your heart together with Radharani. Yes, when you think of Radha or Krishna, although we glorified Krishna, Radha now exclusively, you must know she is together with Krishna. Can you separate the lavender from the incense stick which has lavender and what was it?
Lotus?
No, it's one. Can you separate the mango taste from the mango lassi? No, it's one. So Radha and Krishna, one is more affectionate to Radha, but at the same time, Krishna, who's all love, who's like the sun is always full of light, and the same way Krishna is full of love, will also be there. You cannot do the fragmental consciousness which we do in this world. It's all one in the ocean of rasa, where the pastimes of separation and union take place. Good. I wanted to end here, and I'm extremely surprised. It's only 1 minute past eight. So those of you who want to sign off, you can please do it. We will just sing one short bhajan, Go Krishna, you can sing the same melody that you had, no? So today our Gora meditation has to do with this outfit. I cannot thank the pujari enough. You please go to the banks of the Yamuna with these beautiful tall trees and see the Lord there, Krishna in the mood of Radha, Gauranga, under a tree. Hare Krishna. Ways of chanting. One is Kevala Naam, just chanting the name alone. That is good when we start our chanting, but then there is Sneha Samyukta Naam, to chant the name with some affection. And when we think of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna, or is he Chaitanya? Or is he both? Or is he, when we see, think, this beautiful scene of the Lord sitting there and chanting the names of Radha and wishing Radha, then we can direct our affection that is played out over so many things in this world to Radha or Krishna as we wish. Please. Sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please, Krishna. So yes, my dear devotees, I personally felt just very, very delighted. I'm always a little bit shy when I speak about things that are very close to my heart, and therefore I prefer to read, to have notes, so that I don't go zhup, zhup. I thought Radhastami is coming, and if we can prepare ourselves spiritually for this great event, it might be easier for us to get the full benefit. And often in ISKCON, Radhastami for us means plum chutney, you know, and so on. Yes, we are sometimes a little Anamaya consciousness also there, but it means much more. And there is a very good reason to prepare ourselves. So I personally thought this katha of Imlital, part one, part two, I did not know really that I would be just ending so close to Radhastami. I think Radhastami is Wednesday, is it? Wednesday, of coming Wednesday. And I think, yeah, it is... you know, the thing is just like this. I remember when I came to Krishna consciousness, I had a reason why I came. I wanted to fill, to do something with this terrible hole in the heart that would consume everything I would put into it. Whatever I tried to feel satisfied was not enough to fill that gaping, abysmal, abgrundtief hole. And that's why I came to Krishna consciousness, and I became obviously very involved in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And just recently, perhaps it has to do with that I was born on Nityananda's appearance day, perhaps. I'm begin to think, what is about this hole in the heart? Has it been closed? And yes, I can tell myself, I'll try a little bit more this, try a little bit more that. Yes, and it's so intoxicating to preach and to have big numbers on internet or what this computer, and it's so intoxicating to travel and hear, oh, Sachinanda Swami, nice kirtan, yes, yes, yes. But what is about the hole in the heart? Is that going away with this? And I'm just saying from my own experience that let us not forget the actual thing, and I think our outreach will become more powerful, more attractive, because people will see, oh, they have something which I want very much. They found the way to close the hole in the heart. You know, they feel complete and feel loved and can love everyone without judgment and so on. No, so I think this is important. For me, Radhastami is all about that. So, yes, I wish you all the best. And what we can do is I can ask perhaps Hari Kirtan to put this thing there. You can maybe, du kannst den, wie heißt es, ein bisschen zurücktun und das irgendwie so organisieren. The tree is here, so you can make a snapshot and send it to your friends that is the Chaitanya tree. And today was the Chaitanya tree on the outfit. Kanupriya, you knew this, no? You were directed.
Actually, I thought the whole time, somehow it doesn't fit in.
Yes, in Vrindavan, Krishna is the instrument of Radharani, and in the West, Kanupriya is the instrument of God. Hare Krishna. Good, I will end here, and I just had an idea. I want to say something to Christian and Siam Nama. I will just rush over. Perhaps you could just, it will be very brief. I wanted to see if I can speak with Hari Kirtan, our Kanupriya, Lara and Zara here, because I have brought something for the two of you, and I wanted to just say something very brief in conclusion to our talk. Yes, so please come assemble here. I will just go there. So Hare Krishna, what do we do now? We have prasadam. Yes, perhaps there's plum chutney because of the subject.